Welcome back, and we are going to be talking about something that I'm really excited about, actually.
I'm really excited about it too.
I'm just so, this is like another thing that I'm really interested in.
Basically, actually, do you know what I'm going to attempt? I'm going to introduce, we have Alanis Cooper, is that how you say it? Alanis?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. We have Alanis Cooper here today. She's a manifestation coach, which we're really, really excited about because I don't actually think, I watched The Secret once on Netflix, but I've never read the book, and I like the idea. I felt very happy after I'd watched it, but I'm not sure I actually put it in place in my life. And I think it's time.
See, when it came to planning this episode, I was thinking, like, what is popular at the moment and what is everyone talking about? And I feel like manifestation is something that everyone is talking about at the moment.
Especially on TikTok.
Yeah, like it's trending. Yeah, 100%. So I thought, why don't we get a specialist in?
And with the January blues, I feel like people want to, like, try and...
set your goals.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing.
I mean, it's definitely something that we need. We need to start manifesting.
Yeah, I need to start manifesting. Actually, yesterday I wrote down in a book what I'm, so I see people on TikTok and Instagram doing these kind of things, but I'm not actually sure what I'm doing, but I wrote down what I'm grateful for, and then what I would like. I put two separate lists. I saw it on Instagram. I actually saw our friend Janae do that. That is why I did that, but I don't know, it felt good actually to write down what I'm grateful for, because it's really easy to forget. I like focus on the negatives a lot. I know we both do. And it's really easy to forget. And I started writing down things and I was thinking, oh gosh, I'm going to have like three things that I'm grateful for. I started writing them down and I was like, no, actually, I've got like a lot of things. I just kind of bypass them in my mind as to, you know, that I'm grateful for them. Yeah, completely take for granted. But before we get into this, it's really playing on my mind. I've really got to tell you all this. This morning, I can't stop thinking about it. This morning I was in the gym and I overheard somebody say, I don't know the context of her conversation, but she said, the colour of my top yesterday was like kitchen colour. Now, it's really played on my mind. What is kitchen colour?
Grey.
No, kitchens can be any colour. You can't kitchen,
but when
that doesn't
I think
define
of a, kitchen,
a colour.
When I think of kitchen, I think grey.
Like, see,
granularly like grey.
I put it in my, yeah, but that's
what
very.
What colour do you find kitchen?
This is very, well, you can have any colour kitchen. That's my point. That's why it's played on my mind so much. You can have any colour kitchen. You can't say, like grey is very
I'd be surprised if she turned up in a yellow gym outfit.
But that is very fashionable grey kitchens right now. Do you know what I mean? They'll be out in a few years. They're like, what's fashionable right now? I put it in my girl group and they were all like, neutral. Maybe neutral would be a kitchen colour.
That's weird that we both said grey.
I know, I just automatically think grey.
I feel like you're both like millennials, like grey kitchens. We all have grey kitchens. That's all that is. Anyway, yeah, it's really playing in my mind. I spent the whole gym class thinking, I feel like I'm going to have to ask her.
Right, so what colour would you think she was wearing?
I don't know. Kitchen colour.
Navy, because her kitchen's navy.
Because it could be any colour.
Mine's pink and grey.
Exactly.
But
so, you did say great. I don't know. It's really bothered me.
It's quite a good question. What colour do you think kitchen colour is?
Yeah. I just thought that was quite.
I mean, I don't think I'd ever say that to.
Neither would I. I would never say. Thank you. It was very strange. And it really, my ears pricked up and I thought, kitchen colour? Your top was kitchen colour. What is that then? And I was thinking, and she was in the Blaze class with me and I was thinking, shall I just ask her? Because it was playing on my mind. It was playing on my mind so much, honestly. Anyway, I thought I'd discuss it with you.
So let's get into this chat. So I put a Q&A box out to our followers on Instagram saying, like, what would you like to know about manifesting? And a lot of the question was, how do you start? Yeah. Where do you start?
So I'm going to take you all back. So if you're listening to this and you have a little bit of knowledge about the law of attraction, this is going back to the beginning. And if you want to refresh your knowledge or you're a complete new beginner, this is amazing for you. So the first thing that I would recommend is to read or watch The Secret. I know you said you watched it, and it doesn't actually matter. If you're not a big reader and you just want to watch the Netflix documentary or it's on YouTube for free, then that's absolutely fine. I've done both and they both sort of say the same things. And the reason why it's really good to watch The Secret is because manifesting is all about three things: ask, believe, and you shall receive. Now, the asking thing people find pretty easy. You put out to the universe what you want, but it's the belief that people really struggle with. some people will read The Secret or listen to this podcast and think, oh, I don't believe in that, that's not real, because they don't believe. Whereas The Secret's really good, as it shows you loads of real examples from people who have actually experienced the law of attraction and how it's worked for them. So if you are increasing your belief in the law of attraction, your manifestations will, you know, the universe will reflect that and they'll mirror them and they will come true. So definitely The Secret, first thing to do. The second thing is there's this thing called the law of vibration, and that is that every object sort of emits a frequency and the universe tunes into that. So if, you know, we've all got them friends that are always like, oh, something bad's always happening to me, I can't find love, I'm always in debt.
That's me.
But then people always find themselves in the worst situations because that's what you're putting out to the universe. That's the vibe you're giving off. So the universe is mirroring that and giving that back to you in your life. The universe doesn't recognize the difference between you saying, oh, you know, I'm always in debt, I need more money, I'm always in debt, I'm always in debt. They're not going to give you money, you know, they're not going to project that into your life, because all you're focusing on is that need and that you don't have it. So you're not putting out there, do you know what, yes, I've got loads of money, I'm in abundance, I'm living in abundance, but you're putting out, oh, that you're lacking it. So therefore the universe is going to mirror that and project that into your life. So to raise your vibe, you can do stuff like going for a walk, sort of watching what you eat. So processed foods and stuff like that isn't very good for us. So making sure you're eating nutritious food. Meditation, I'm personally not a big meditator, but on YouTube you can find like these 5 minutes meditations to do in the morning. So before you get up and you scroll through your phone and you scroll on Instagram, just lay in bed and put one of them on for the first 5 minutes of the day.
Some people swear by those, don't they? Meditation.
Yeah, I know a couple of my friends' boyfriends literally sit there and meditate.
Really?
That shocks me. Men. I thought it would be more like a...
Yeah, my friend Lauren's boyfriend, Daryl, he's very into like...
Just outed him.
Daryl, like, he's open about it as well. He's very spiritual.
Oh, really? Mm. Yeah, my auntie, who you would never think is just not into that kind of thing, she would be like, oh, it's a load of rubbish, would never do that. She told me a few years ago that she got an app on her phone, is it called Calm or something?
Yeah,
and she's sort of like 30 minutes every morning and she loves it, and she's just not the person that you would ever think would do that either. So
I'm too much on the go to do a long one, but the 5 minute ones are really good and easy just to do in the morning, and it stops you from
going on, yeah, which
that's
is
my biggest thing. Yeah. The minute I wake up, I'm on the phone. The minute I'm going to sleep,
easy.
I'm on the phone. I'm literally, that phone don't come out of my hand.
Yeah.
And that is something I really need to work on, is not being on my phone as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, reducing your screen time to raise your vibe. Because when we look on Instagram, we're just comparing ourselves.
It's the worst.
News. Like, it's not raising our vibes, not giving off good vibes. And then another thing you can do, which is step three for manifesting for beginners, is gratitude. Like you said, you've done some this morning. And I feel like, again, this has become a bit of a trend. People just put on their stories, oh, I'm grateful for this today, and what are you grateful for? But really try and get a journal for this year. Keep it next to your bed. When you wake up in the morning, instead of going on your phone, write down 3 things. That's all it needs to be that you're grateful for. And instead of just putting, you know, I'm grateful for my phone, I'm grateful for my boyfriend, really try and think about what you're grateful for and why. So it could be, I'm so grateful for my comfy bed because it gave me a really good night. I meant I had a really nice sleep last night and now I'm full of energy for the day. So
okay, like quite specific.
Yes, specific. What you're grateful for and why.
Because I would find it hard to think of 3 things when I wake up what I'm grateful for, because we have like a non-functional job, work life. It's like some days I'm doing nothing all day, every day. It's like, maybe I'll go to the gym, but it's like, I wouldn't know what I'm grateful for.
We have no structure,
do we? Like, as soon as you start to do this, it will become so easy. You'll be like, I'm so grateful for my taste buds. I could taste my toast this morning. You start to really
I lost my taste with COVID.
I'm grateful for my taste buds. I love eating.
But it's like, you know when we get a cold and we have a sore throat, remember the times I didn't have a sore throat, take my health for granted.
The silly things.
Yeah, the silly things. When you practice gratitude so much, you start to become grateful for everything. Whereas when you first start, you're like, I don't know, like, what am I grateful for?
Yeah.
So it's getting a diary, and it's really good that you can look back at the end of the year and look through the things that you are grateful for. So
and do that every morning,
I'm not strict, you have to do it every morning, but it's sort of part of my routine. On the weekends when I'm hanging, I don't do it. When I've got my 9 to 5, like my job, I've implemented that in part of my routine. So it's getting in the routine of that. If you don't do it one day, who cares? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it's all about, again, trying to raise your vibes and focusing on what you do have rather than the negatives.
That's, it did make me realise, honestly, writing them down, because I thought, oh, I'm just going to do it because someone else is doing it on Instagram. Yeah. But I was like, I don't think it's going to do anything for me. I'm not sure. Like, you know, I know what I'm grateful for. And then as soon as I started writing everything down, I was like, oh, there's more to this than actually, like, there was more things.
I should have done that today.
No, yeah, Courtney's in a bad mood.
I'm in a really bad mood. I'm due on my period tomorrow, so it's just one of those days.
She's furious.
But can I explain to you the first time I ever believed in manifestation?
Yeah.
So my boyfriend writes on his notes on his phone, I'm going to hit my targets, I'm going to hit my targets, I'm going to hit... And he writes a whole page of it, and he writes the amount
of lines, like score lines.
Yeah, lines. I'm going to hit my target, and writes the amount of target, I'm going to hit my target.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so it got to the end of the year, and he hadn't hit... He's hit his target, but not the amount he wanted.
Yeah.
Anyway, like 3 days after, it was like 3 days into the new year, he got a phone call from a deal that he'd done last year saying it's come through.
And he hit his target.
And he hit his target that he wanted to hit. And I was like, and he showed me his phone. It was like scrolling down of him writing.
So he writes my target. Just once a day or like 10 times a day?
He'll just sit on his phone. He'll just write it every day. I'm going to hit my target. How mental is that?
Yeah, that is mental. That's like
called scripting, what he's doing.
Is that called... That's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. That's like a technique that you can use. So you're basically scripting your life. So you're writing down what you want and you're scripting out your whole life. And see how he's saying, I'm going to hit my target. In scripting, we have like... Have you heard of the 3-3-3 and 5-5-5 method?
No.
Nope.
So the 3-3-3 method is when you write down what you want 33 times a day for 3 days in a row, but you act as if you've already got it. So instead of writing, I'm going to hit my target, you'd write, I'm so proud I have hit my target. And you'd write that 33 times for 3 days. And with the 555 is 55 times for 5 days. Now, that seems a bit, you know, boring, to be honest, like sitting there writing that over and over again. So what I actually use is called 369. Have you heard of that?
So we're newbies.
You're newbies. Yeah. So that's all right. And then the 369 is you write down what you want 3 times, the item. So say £500. 6 times you write, £500 is in my bank. So you write down the actual action. So I've got £500 in my bank. Then 9 times you write the emotion connected to that. So I'm so grateful that I've got £500 in my bank. I feel ecstatic or something like that. And you'd write that 9 times. And the reason why that is so much better than the 333 and the 555 is because anyone can just write down, oh yeah, I want to be a millionaire, and just leave it and write that 10 times. It's not going to work, because manifesting isn't about, you know, they say thoughts become things, which is true. But again, it's going back to the whole what you're putting out there, that vibe you're putting out there. So, for example, with me, if I was doing it and I wanted to pass one of my exams, I literally, when I'm writing it, I feel ecstatic. I'm literally like, oh my God, like I've passed my exam and I feel ecstatic. Like I actually act it out, kind of. Mm. And it's all about using all your emotions and thinking, how would I feel if this happened? What would I be seeing? What would I be hearing? Who would I be telling? It's about really getting in that mental state of mind rather than just, oh yeah, I'm going to get £500 in my bank. It's about, you have to really put it out there how you'd feel.
But then what if that doesn't happen? I'm like a negative Nora over here. But say like I've like wished, I've always had like wishes and dreams and things that I like, you know, want to happen in my life, or like want to happen to me. But, you know, I've like wished and prayed and tried to put myself in it and been like, oh, my life, and like almost done that. I haven't written it down. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong, but that's not happened. And then I've almost felt
like down. You haven't given yourself any time.
Yeah, but I've almost felt, what do you mean? I've had 30 years of wishing.
You've still got your whole life ahead of you.
I know.
Is this in a rush? You're not going to, I get it, because you're not going to skip a wish and then the next day you're going to get it. It's a process.
No, but small things, like when we've like, before me and Courtney have gone up for like other programs and stuff, and I've like done that, I've been like, oh, I like try and get myself in a mindset of like, oh my God, we've got it, like this is out. And I really try and do that, and then it doesn't happen. And then I'm like, I kind of feel like let down by the whole process, and I'm like, well.
And it knocks your belief.
Yeah, and then I'm just like,
oh, we didn't write it down though.
I didn't write it down.
That may be because you're not letting go. So this is what everyone struggles with the most. Sometimes when you want something so bad and you're literally saying to the universe, like, I really want this, like, I have to have it, I have to have it. You're showing like desperation and like a need. So the universe is saying, well, you don't have it. You're not telling me you've got it and you're waiting patiently. I know it's going to come to me. It might not be tomorrow, but if it's meant, like, it's going to come to me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait. you're then saying that, you know, you've got it and you know you're fine about it, it's coming. But if you're like, I really want it, it needs to come every morning.
And we're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it completely wrong.
We've been doing it wrong.
I'm like literally
desperate.
I'm literally looking at the sky like, please, please.
We're desperate. We're doing it wrong.
Classic, right, me and you, desperate. Yeah.
So you need to just trust that it's coming to you and let it go. And then the universe is, you know, you're saying that you've got it. You don't okay. need to beg for it every day.
So I'm not, yeah, I'm a beggar.
I beg.
I'm desperate. I get in the bath and I beg. I'm like, please make this happen.
I beg. I beg. Is that where we're going wrong?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I
beg.
I know it's coming.
I'm like, please, I want it, I want it.
Yeah, me too, that's what I do.
I'm like,
please, please, if this is the only good thing that happens to me for a really long time, please.
I'm dying, typical us. Okay, so no begging.
No begging.
We need to stop being desperate.
No, okay, so the thing is, you need to think that you've got it.
Yeah, that you've got. You know you've got it. It's not even thinking. You know,
you're like confident that this is okay.
Do you know who manifests and who gets it every time? Who gets their manifest right? Yeah. Claire Brookett. She manifests, and everything she manifests, she gets. I swear,
yeah,
doesn't she?
I've witnessed it.
I've witnessed it. Really?
Yeah, like down to jobs, boys,
everything.
Oh, but I she's used to be even so good with boys all the time. Like, my friends would be, you're a witch. Like, I'd literally see it and I'd be like, right, trust me, I'll be on a date with him in 2 weeks.
Yeah, she'll do it. Yeah. Wait, yeah. She's done this with people she's not even met before.
Yeah, same.
And we'll be like, and they're not even in the same country, honestly.
Oh, really?
And she's mental. I don't know how she does it.
She
said to me on a plane, oh, I really fancy this person who's just someone we don't know. I really fancy this person. I would really love it if they would be in this country that we're going to.
And they was there.
I've
done it in, obviously not countries, but in places I've gone, turn around, look who's there. My friend's like, you're a witch. Like, I'm watching what I say to you, because whatever.
Can you please help me then?
So listen, we know how to start now, so we know how to do it properly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do. So what was it, the tank, not the 333 or the 555?
The 369.
369. Okay, that's easy to remember, multiples of three. So the first three you write, so you write down three.
The three times the item you want.
Okay.
Six times the action, as if you've already got it. So I've got £500.
Next
in
to
my
each
bag.
Other, like a sentence.
Yeah, so like in a line. So you do one, two, three, and then six. So like, I just do it all like that.
Okay.
So it's like an A4 page.
So three of what you want, six of
the action happening.
So okay,
as if it's already happened. So okay. I have got £500 in my bank. I have landed this.
So you'd write £500 and then you'd write, I have got £500. And then you would write, it makes me feel happy.
Yeah. And remember, when you're writing how it makes you feel, to really feel it.
Okay. Oh. I'm going to.
Is
I'm
that when,
do
you know
this.
when you really feel you get like shivers in your body?
Yeah. And it's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I'm quite an excitable person anyway. But literally, like, jump up and around, up and down around your
room.
Get excited. Like, you have got this.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
and you do this every day?
Like I said, when you make it like a chore, it doesn't, you're not enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
So a couple of times a week for a specific thing, or you could do one day, it could be a goal in your career, one day it could be a goal in your relationship.
Oh, you can ask for more than one thing at a time.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
So like, say, have you heard of visualization and like vision boards and stuff like that?
Oh, I've heard of vision boards, yeah.
So I held like a manifesting group chat, and the other day I said, you know, girls, it's time to make your vision board for 2022. And a lot of them sent back vision boards with like a Rolex and Chanel bags and, you know, just stuff like
materialistic stuff.
And that's fine. But like, a lot of them are young, 18, and I'm like, that is good for maybe a long-term goal, but let's do it short. Do something that's realistic to you. And this is, people make vision boards just to look nice on the wall, but do stuff that is like really specific to you. So a certain job you want, a certain pay rise you want, or more responsibilities that you want in your career. Literally write a list on Word, print it out, and put it on the vision board. Stuff that is so specific that it doesn't look nice to look at. Other people would be like, what's that?
Yeah,
on
don't understand,
they
understand it.
But you understand it. So when you look at it, you're excited. And it's going back to that same thing about, it's not just about, oh, just do it, you put stuff on a vision board and it comes true. It's about looking at it and you're feeling really excited and you're putting out that vibe and that high frequency to the universe so that they can again mirror it.
Okay, that's, we need to do vision
boards. Yeah, I it's so weird. I actually feel really excited about this chat.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I was coming in a bit like, oh, I didn't really know the meaning of manifesting, yeah. So I didn't understand. But actually, like, talking about it now, I'm actually getting quite excited about it. Like, I'm going to implement it in my everyday life.
Yeah.
And, like, vision boards, I know they're a lot of effort, but there's an app on your phone called, like, I think it's for free, it's Vision Board, and you can make one on there and put it as your lock screen.
That's what I was thinking of, doing it on my phone. Yeah. More doing something on my phone to have. And then I'll look at it all the time as well.
You have it as your phone screen background.
Maybe, but then I feel like it's quite private. I'm not sure I want everyone to see it.
Yeah, that's true as well. Like, if I've been manifesting something for, like, a boy, for whatever, like, my friends or whatever, and they're in my group chat, and they're like, oh, I want this boy to take me to today. And I say, put him on your vision board. And they're like, yeah, but what about if he sees it on my lock screen?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
you can't do it on your lock screen. Yeah. Lock screen
that would be so awkward. That would be so awkward. Just maybe put his initial or something.
I know. Because
even that's quite obvious.
Yeah, like, why have you got a J?
Yeah.
But yeah, so vision boards on your phone are a really good idea as well. You can use, like, Canva.
Oh, yeah, I've got Canva.
Canva's really good for it as well. And as well, talking about visualization, sometimes, you know, when you go to bed at night, you start dreaming and you start, like, thinking of nice things about you go to sleep. Literally imagine, like, a cinema. And that you're looking at the cinema screen, and what is on the cinema screen is what you want to happen. So imagine, like, the curtains opening and everything like that. And say it's you got this new job. Literally imagine yourself getting out of bed that morning, you know, getting dressed, brushing your teeth, doing your routine, getting on the train, smelling the coffee. Like, really imagine everything. And again, feeling that emotion, like, actually getting excited about it.
Yeah, no, I think it's such, the same as Cult, like, I mean, I obviously watched The Secret years ago,
yeah.
And it actually made me feel really happy. I remember after, I felt, like, really, like, excited to be, yeah. Like, woohoo, I can't wait to get started on my life.
Considering,
like,
I was having a really crap morning,
yeah.
It has uplifted me, and it's, I feel, good. Like, there are so many men and women who probably listen to this who feel a bit stuck and a bit trapped and who, yeah, don't know where to start, and this manifestation could change their lives and, yeah, like, their outlook, so...
It's changed really so many important. People's lives, hasn't it? I think there's quite a lot of people around us that do actually use the, on, mm-hmm, Instagram. I see a lot of our friends, they're, like, quite open about that they, like, manifest and, yeah, do all that stuff, and they write down their goals and what they're grateful for and all that kind of stuff. I think as well, like, even if you don't believe in this and you think, oh no, when I watched The Secret, I thought, oh, I really want to believe in this, and I just want something to happen for me, so then I believe in it, do you know what, yeah, I mean? But it hasn't yet. But I think even if you don't believe in it, what a nice way to live your life, to, mm-hmm, like, always be thinking positive and to, yeah, like, always be thinking, like, happy things and good things.
That's,
like,
what I say to, like, when I first found it, my mum was like, oh, Alanis, go away, like, with all this. And now she's like, can you manifest that I get this job, please? Can you manifest this job, please? But I said, like, start with something small. So everyone listening to this, and you too, think of a rubber duck, a frog, or a robin. So think of one of these things today when we finish this podcast and really imagine yourself seeing it. And I promise you, you will manifest this into your life. It may be on the TV. It may be you might go into a shop and there's a rubber duck sitting there. It may be on a book. You may see a frog or a robin. But this is a little task I do for my people.
I'm going to go
TikTok.
With frog, because I see them the least.
I'm going with rubber duck. When do you ever see a rubber duck?
That's
when do you ever
I've
see
done.
A frog?
That is true.
Yeah, true.
I never see a frog.
But do it.
I, like, see robins all the time because I'm convinced that my nanny's a robin. So I do. I feel like I look out for those. So I'm not going to do robin.
No, I never see a rubber duck.
I'm gonna do it.
And I used to love rubber ducks.
Spend some time, like, even if it's a minute, but really imagining, right, I'm gonna see this robin, it's gonna look like this, okay, or this rubber duck.
Imagine if a frog goes down out on High Road, right?
Yeah, but
now.
It might be like a cartoon frog or something.
Yeah,
like
on a book picture, or something. Yeah. Okay. Are we doing it now?
I'm just gonna do a little close my eyes session.
So I stare like this.
I can close my eyes. What do you do?
Yeah, close my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, I stare. Good.
I feel like I'm still doing the desperate thing.
No, are you saying, like, I want to?
I'm begging.
No, I'm saying I'm going to see.
I'm like, make me think that this is real. Please, please let me see a frog. Okay, I need to stop. I'm going to, you know, no, I am going to see a frog.
I'm going to see a rubber duck.
Easy. It's going to happen. And then this way, you know, I talked about the whole belief. By starting small, it's going to enhance your belief. So you've seen it, then you're going to believe a little bit more. So then you're going to be able to manifest bigger, yeah, things and bigger things and bigger things.
Yeah, because, like, I felt like let down by it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. In the past when I've, like,
because
really
you've been
wished...
doing it wrong. You've been begging.
I know. I've been begging. I know
and
that
you've
now.
You've been writing it down.
I know that now.
I want to know, what is your biggest manifesting success story?
So you've manifested like multiple things. Yeah,
multiple things. So when I found manifesting, it was lockdown at March, like the beginning of lockdown, and Boris was like, you can work from home. So I was like, oh great, I've got loads of time to like focus on me. I was going through, it's like my first breakup, and that, you know, that feels like the worst thing in the world. And I was like, I need to like make myself happy again. What can I do? So I watched The Secret, and then that's how it started. And then honestly, from then, everything changed. So I was like, I went out with my friend on the Sunday. This is after. I went out with my friend on the Sunday, went for a walk, and I said, honestly, this is in the day. I'm going to have 10,000 followers on TikTok by next week. I'd only had like 300. So you have 10,000 followers on TikTok by next week. And she was like, what? What? And I said, have you heard of Manifest? And I told her about it. That night, done a video, random video of me like doing this trick on my nan, and I had 10,000 followers by the time I woke up.
Oh my God.
So that's when I was like, right, I'm going to roll here. Like, this works. So then, from then on, just the TikTok grew, so manifesting the followers. Certain brands I wanted to work with, like specific brands that I hadn't ever done any collabs or anything like that for. Specific brands I'd manifest reaching out and messaging me literally within that month. Doing my own podcast. Again, with manifesting, it's not just you put it out to the universe and everything's going to happen. You do need to
work
in towards it. But yeah, so put podcasting on there. And then my friend, she said that she was doing it media at college, and she was like, oh, we're learning how to set up a podcast, blah, blah. And so she literally told me. But before, I would have, that may not have even come my way.
Yeah.
Money, like pay rises, exam results. So for my, what I do, my apprenticeship, you need to get past a certain level to pass, and then you've literally passed the exams. It's only like 55%, and I manifested specifically 76%. Emailed myself like fake emails saying, you've got this, and I got 76%.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my God.
Should we email each other?
Yeah.
You tell me your goals and I'm going to email you.
Saying you've got this.
Yeah, oh yeah. So say like if you want a job or whatever like that, literally fake yourself an email and email it to yourself.
Wow.
And then remember when you open it, be like, oh my God, like who are you going to ring and tell? Like stuff like that.
Okay.
That is, you've fully got to believe that you've got it.
Oh, you've got to believe.
And do you think about whatever you want, like all the time?
That's when you've got to stop. You try to, but you've got to try and let go, like I spoke about, so you don't become obsessed with it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's my problem, I get
But stuff like text messages, calls, there's actual like techniques. Say if it's a job you wanted, there's like techniques to get a call, a text message, like...
Okay.
It's real girls.
I'm going to do this. I feel like I do, but I want to believe, and I do. I just feel like I need something
to
happen.
You've still got that limiting belief, I feel like, and that's what holds people back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from where we've been knocked down when we were like praying, but then we've been doing it wrong. So I feel like if we actually do it the proper way, we will actually get what we want.
So we need to not pray, not be desperate. We need to just believe that we have it already.
Yeah. Like believe.
Like it's ours.
It. Yeah, it's yours already. Ours. That's it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do this. This is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like we need to like, update everyone as well.
New year, new me.
It's such a good time to do it as well.
Is there anything you like obviously The Secret you read and you watch, is there anything else that you kind of like to keep your mindset?
Or is there like any books or any diaries? Secret. No, like diaries that you can write in yourself. You know, like there's like a planner that you can write in yourself, like special manifestation. Do you know any of that?
Yeah, the P. Louise one. Is really good.
I'm writing this down.
P. Louise.
She does makeup.
It's called Goal Getter.
P. Louise.
Yeah.
Goal Getter.
And Good Vibes, Good Life. Have you read that book?
No.
Good Vibes, Good Life. I've got my own ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Getting Over a Breakup. That's my other one. Ultimate Guide to Manifesting for Beginners, which is £1.99. So it's literally everything, templates in there, stuff like that.
Okay, maybe we need to get you back on and talk about getting over a breakup.
Yeah, because that is like one of our biggest questions.
Really? We get people writing dilemmas, and one of the biggest ones is like sort of how to get over an ex.
Because obviously we've both been in public breakups and we've got over it. So I feel like everyone's quite interested in how we get over it. But it's always good to have a different opinion.
Yeah,
a different
head. Do like videos about it all the time. So I get loads of girls messaging me as well. And it's mad. I'm obviously young, but there's people who are like 40 saying, you know, please, I'm 21.
Help me,
and they're saying to me, can you please give me some advice? I can't believe I'm messaging you. And I'm like, don't be silly. Like, this is what I do.
Well,
this
I know what it's like
about.
To be in that state. You're kind of like, you are desperate. You're somebody help me. Yeah. I can't.
You're like looking up on YouTube. Yeah.
Literally. I've Googled that many a time. How to get over something.
I do. I Google how to get over someone, how to get over a hangover.
Yeah. Am I going to die from this hangover?
Yeah, can you die from a hangover?
Courtney always thinks she's going to die from a hangover.
Always. And a breakup. I thought my heart was actually broken.
Once Courtney said to me when she was going through a breakup, she was like, I'm so sad. I'm so heartbroken. I feel like mine's way worse than anybody else's. I was like, no, everybody feels like that.
No one's ever gone through this.
You know that pain of when you're really heartbroken as well, and I could swear I'd feel like pain in my heart, actual pain.
Isn't it?
The worst feeling ever.
It actually is. But then also, I actually said to my head that I would never, ever go through that again.
Yeah.
You said to your head.
Yeah, but luckily me and Callum haven't broken up, so luckily we won't ever, so I don't have to go through it.
You've manifested it.
I feel like sometimes you just don't let yourself, you try not to let yourself, well, I've only had one, I'm in a relationship now, so I hope I don't have to go through that again. Is the second time, is it the same?
Every breakup's the same. No, every breakup's not the same for me because I feel like I've probably not felt this.
Every breakup I've had has I've been heartbroken.
But I've been good this time. Is I feel you first, you throw yourself in. I've kept myself.
It depends how you break up though. If it's you that breaks up with him and you weren't really feeling it.
I know people that are heartbroken over breaking up with somebody though.
Because it's that attachment, that routine.
Yeah, they still do it, I guess, like not as much. Yeah, I feel like. Yeah, people are always like, how did you get over your breakup with George? I'm like, well, I got back with him, so.
You manifested that's him how back.
I swear to God, I didn't stop talking about this boy, honestly. I spent 3 years, literally. And then he came back.
That is true.
No, actually, I do actually believe that that is one thing. I feel like I talked about it so much. I was obviously completely consumed with it.
Yeah.
And I, to my friends, and I used to say his name, and I used to think, oh God, I'm bored of hearing his name. You guys must be so bored of it. Like, it was just constant, George, all the time. Oh, we'd be out in a club. Oh, look at that boy over there. I'd be like, yeah, but
George. He's not George.
Doesn't look like George. Like, you've not been with him for 3 years. Shut up. Like, but I was like constantly. I do actually probably think I manifested him back.
Yeah.
I didn't ever let it go. I was so obsessed.
But both of you didn't let it go. You were both kind of still in contact the whole entire time.
Yeah. But I mean, he didn't love me like I loved him. He loved other people.
Well, I bet now he loves you more than you actually love him. That's true, honestly.
That's what all my friends always say to me because he was a bit of a bastard to me all those years ago, and he and I was really worried when we got back together that he'd like leave me for somebody else again, because that's what he did, or like cheat on me or something. All my friends are like, I feel like it's probably more likely to be you that would do that now. I'm like, I probably agree
as well. You're like I've given you another chance, like if you mess up this time, bye.
There's kind of like liberating.
No, well, he's
almost
the one that had to grovel back.
So
the one who grovels is the one who's in the lower power
always.
This is true.
But
anyway,
people have messaged as well, like, how do I manifest my ex back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can do it, shall I tell you?
Yes.
This is good for the people that want their ex back.
If you're 14, you shouldn't really do it because...
Or is this like black magic?
You don't want your ex back.
I was about to say...
I'm not going to think long and hard
if you actually want your ex back, or if you just like... I think sometimes you like want what you can't have.
Yeah.
Because it was when I first got back with George, people said that... He said that to me. He was like, are you sure you really love me, or you just want me because you couldn't have me for all of those years? And I was like...
Oh, good point.
I was like, no, I do really love you, but I probably do. You know, if you don't, you can't get something. You want it, right? Yeah. Like,
right. Okay, let's hear this.
Okay, so first of all, breathing methods. So you breathe. It's called the box method. So you breathe in for 4, and then you breathe out for 4, and you do this for 2 minutes. So this is getting a call or a text from them. I'll do call. So once you've done the breathing method and you're in a calm state of mind, get your phone and go on to settings. And you know you can hear your ringtone?
Mm-hmm.
So you go on to sounds and you can hear your ringtone. So imagine that your ringtone is, like, your phone is calling. And look at your phone and imagine their name coming up. So if they're blocked and they're going to be calling your no caller ID, imagine the no caller ID coming blocked. If their number's deleted, imagine their number coming up. And really imagine it. Like, spend, like, 2 minutes of, like, pressing the ringtone and really looking at it. Once you've done this, close your eyes and just imagine the name on the screen and imagine the name on the screen. And then once you've done that, get up, get excited. Oh my God, they've called me. I can't believe it. Ah, like all of that. And then let it go. Carry on, clean your room, whatever you've got to do, clean your bathroom. Later on that evening, come back to your phone. The next day, I promise you, he would have called. It's not just with exes, with anyone.
God.
I'm trying to get more of it works.
Oh my God. I'm going to do this with like a friend.
I don't want my ex to. We can get Chloe Brockett to do it.
Well, actually, I feel like I'm going to do it with like a friend or something.
Yeah. But you know sometimes you think of someone and they call?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever get that?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, I think of Chloe calling me, she never fucking calls. Me.
Because you're begging Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes! I'm begging you. You're desperate, Courtney. That's why. I never call you because you're desperate.
Never call me.
Wait,
I'm going, please call me, please call me, please call me.
Courtney's just very needy. We text every day, all day. But it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough.
Honestly.
Or if I don't reply.
Sometimes I think, should I end my friendship with her? Because she's just I don't get enough texts or calls.
Tomorrow you'll feel like a strange feeling to call her. Yeah. She's manifested.
Oh my God, you're going
to
call me. But something will go on and I'll have to call you. Do it like next week when I don't even
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's not fresh.
I'm actually gonna do it. So I need to call you at some point in the next few weeks.
But I need to manifest you calling me first.
Yeah.
But really do, like the whole breathing, the ringtone. Do the ringtone and be like, oh my God, Chloe's called.
Chloe XXX is calling me.
I'm certainly not going to do it with any of my exes. I don't want to hear from any of them.
God,
so.
Neither.
Okay, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
I feel
like we should probably get you back on and talk more about the relationship thing. Because that is so, I feel like people love that. That's like what people...
Yeah, your listeners, I can imagine, all like... young girls that are a bit younger
that want to like manifest boys into their life. I would have absolutely, I wish I knew this technique years ago. I would have absolutely used it. I would have used it.
Honestly.
Every day a different boy. I want him to call me today.
Put him as your lock screen.
Yeah. Literally.
Then you actually go on a date and you're like,
Yeah.
Absolute psycho. I'm a psycho already. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, girl.
Yeah, no, it's amazing and we'll definitely get you back on because it's so interesting. And I'm going to look out for this frog today. Yes. I'm going to let you know if I see the frog.
Yeah, and we'll let you know if any of our manifestations come true. Yes.
I'm in touch with, I'm praying that they will. And hopefully this was helpful to everyone. I feel like it was definitely helpful to us.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. It was amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, that was amazing.
That was really good. I can't wait to implement that into my everyday life now.
I'm actually going to do it. She's very insightful.
Yeah, it was good.
She speaks very well and she really explained that very clearly. It was nice. It was good.
I'm excited. Well, I have to do, well, basically, this is our eating thing. So I have to do Kirsty and Dino a shout out for bringing us back some Australian snacks. So thank you.
I feel like this is like the love or hate part of the show. Some people absolutely hate us chomping on the mic, trying these things. Sorry, we've got Chloe Brockett in the studio and she's currently making noise.
She comes to work with us and she keeps like playing videos. I'm like, honey.
Here she is.
Say hi everyone. Hello, everyone.
I just done a little BTS and then it replayed. Embarrassing.
Ruining the whole podcast. Well, Chloe, as you're here, would you like to try some snacks?
Yes.
Because I know that we're starving. We're going for lunch after.
What
so.
Is it?
So we have some snaps, which look a bit like cheesy cheddars.
They're called shapes, not snaps. They're called shapes, and they are probably, they're like one of Australia's biggest snacks when I live there. Like literally everybody eats these. They're huge. They're probably like, honestly, like Walker's crisps.
You can't just grab. We've got to explain what each of them are.
I do want that one.
Okay, we're going to try these first. These are Shapes Originals Chicken Crimpy. I loved the barbecue and the pizza flavour, but chicken is good.
Have you tried the chicken before?
I have, yes.
I thought they'll be like little packs.
No.
They're big, aren't they?
Mmm. Get your mouth around that.
They're like mini cheddars with chicken.
Chicken plate, which sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
But
that's nice. I like roast chicken crisps.
They're basically mini cheddars mixed with roast chicken crisps.
If I go to Australia, I'll be buying them again.
Yeah, the barbecue ones are unbelievable. There's actually, for anyone that wants like Australian snacks, there's this website called Sanzo. Sometimes I order from there. They sell all the flavours of those. They are delicious.
Mm. Right, and then we've got...
I want this one.
All right. Cherry Ripe. Oh, do we have these in England? No,
I've never seen them before.
Have you ever tried a cherry ripe?
Dark chocolate with like, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I like dark chocolate.
I don't really like dark chocolate, but I like cherry.
I do.
Could you not have broken that in half?
Oh.
Break me a bit off, Chloe.
That's fine.
I'm not sure how I feel about eating chicken flavoured savoury snacks and then.
Maybe we should have done all the chocolate first.
It tastes a bit like Turkish Delight.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Well, it's like a. Bit thick, it's like a bounty with cherry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I always think is weird? It's like, this is Cadbury's. Why don't we have them?
I know, it's
in
weird,
England.
Isn't it?
Have like different
it's
stuff.
It's probably English.
Yeah.
The factory's in Birmingham.
Oh.
Huh, English. Yeah, I always think it's weird that there's different. In South Africa, they had all these different Cadbury chocolates. Very These are my favourite, everyone. The next one, Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramello Koala. They're basically like a Freddo frog.
Oh my god, I love koala bears.
Sorry, I'm ruining your whole podcast.
Who's ringing her now?
My mum.
All she's done is be on the phone, so she's kind
of. I'm sorry. The
koala is so cute. Talking about her emotions.
The koala is so cute, and I'm really excited to eat this.
Here you go.
I'll break it.
Oh, it's gone done that thing where there's.
Oh, look, it's got caramel inside.
Yeah, it's a caramello div.
Yum.
I mean, I don't know why I'm eating it. I know exactly what it is.
Mm.
I ate these on a weekly basis.
I love Australian food.
They actually have really good chocolate and sweets in Australia.
That's so random, isn't it? Tropical pineapple.
Obviously, tropical.
You would have that, would you?
It's because they're like a tropical country, aren't they? Subtropical, whatever they are.
I'm annoyed that we can't go to Australia.
Why? What do you mean? Will we go in?
When am I ever going to be able to eat any of this again?
Sanzo.com,
oh, yeah.
Sell it.
When do you go to Australia?
I want to try Tim Tams.
They're the best. I'm surprised they didn't bring those because they're like the most famous.
No. Kirsty, Nino, I'm pissed off at you for not bringing Tim Tams.
And that's why I thought when Courtney said Australian snacks, I thought it's definitely going to be.
It tastes like, you know, like in like a celebrations box where you get the strawberry one.
Talking to my...
But sorry. Pineapple.
Ooh, like a strawberry celebration, but a pineapple one.
Yeah. Cadbury as well. Oh. Very Cadbury today. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. Well, that was fantastic.
Everyone,
well done, everyone.
That was lovely.
I hope this made you want to order some Australian snacks for yourself. They were delicious. Anyway, thank you very much. Still munching my chocolate.
So is this our last episode?
I think it is our last episode. The last of this series. So we're going to have 6 weeks off or something, but we will be back.
Glad I made it for the last one.
Yeah. She came back in.
Yay, the first of the last.
Thank you everyone for joining in. It's been amazing.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We really hope that you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. And we will be back very soon.
We look forward to seeing you all soon.
Keep sending in your dilemmas and your problems and your issues and whatever else you want to talk to us about. We always want to hear it.
Love you.
And remember to let me know what colour kitchen is. Somebody let me know what colour kitchen is.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.